Nigel Ogden back with you once again with this week's edition of The Organist Entertains. All our music today, including our signature tune, comes from the mighty Wurlitzer of the Granada Harrow, which we recorded a few weeks ago during a concert given by four previous winners of the Young Theatre Organist of the Year competition, which is presented annually by the London chapter of the American Theatre Organ Society. It was a splendid occasion, with each of the four youngsters giving an admirable performance. So let's get on with the music, and a lively opener from 20-year-old Pauline Dixon, Everything's Coming Up Roses. Pauline Dixon, first winner of the competition back in 1978. Her successor to the title was Stephen Vincent, now 18 years of age and developing into a most competent performer, as you'll hear in this arrangement of The Comedian's Gallop by Kabalevsky. Stephen Vincent with the Comedian's Gallop. A young theatre organist of the year 1980 was Michael Woolridge from Portslade near Brighton, due to celebrate his 17th birthday in about a month's time. Here's Michael's first contribution to the programme in the form of the theme tune from the Shillingbury Tales. Michael Woolridge at the Granada Harrow Wurlitzer. The finals of the 1981 contest were held last November, and 15-year-old Rodney Pooley knocked all the judges sideways with his superb playing, particularly for one so young. Well, he'd certainly lost none of his sparkle at this concert just over a month ago, as proved here in this lively arrangement of Keep Your Sunny Side Up. Thank you. Keep your sunny side up from our youngest organist on this special programme, 15-year-old Rodney Pooley. Well, while you're at the console, Rodney, let's have another number. A typical theatre organ novelty item, Spooks on Holiday, played there by Rodney Pooley. Michael Waldridge has obviously benefited from the fact that he was taught for a number of years by that famous gentleman from the theatre organ heyday, Bobby Pagan, who's still playing away in the Brighton area. Well, here's Michael again now with an all-time classic from the pen of Irving Berlin. Thank you. Cheek to Cheek from Michael Wooldridge. Well, time for another number from Stephen Vincent. During working hours, Stephen teaches and demonstrates electronic organ, but obviously loves to get at the old mighty Wurlitzer whenever the opportunity arises. And here he is with a delightful arrangement of I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. I'm Always Chasing Rainbows from Stephen Vincent. And at this point, a word of appreciation to Les and Len Rawl, who do so much work on the Granada Harrow Wurlitzer to keep it in such fine voice. And on to our closing item. Since her 1978 success, Pauline Dixon has become a very popular young lady and has already made several successful concert tours of America. Well, here she is to wind things up for this evening with Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. Begin the Beguine from Pauline Dixon. And I'm afraid that's just about it for this time. I hope you've enjoyed the music from the Theatre Organ Stars of Tomorrow. And our thanks to Pauline, Stephen, Michael and Rodney for all the hard work which obviously went into compiling their programmes. And our very best wishes for the future. Thanks also to the ATOS for organising the concert, to Granada Theatres for allowing us to record the event, and to Charles Clark Maxwell, who produced that particular session for us. Until next week, then, at the same time, with thanks to my producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the best, and bye-bye for now.